The moment grew longer, and it suddenly started to rain. But Sharp ignored the raindrops, his eyes running back and forth along the line of the companions. Each time, Ryan noticed, he hesitated at both Christy and Jack.
Well now, we will spend plenty of time while you tell me your fascinating tales. Perhaps while you lunch with us? But I would know your names and where you've come from. You are the leader of this group, aren't you? Introduce me.
Sure thing. I'm Ryan Carter from the Shens. My son, Dean. This is Christy Roth from Harmonyville. Mildred Wyatt from out of Nebraska. Emma Tyler, who comes from... Well, Emma's from the north end of the Shens. J.B. Dix from Cripple Creek. Jack Lauren from the Bayou Country. And...
I am Dr. Theophilus Algernon Tanner, Doctor of Science from Harvard and Master of Philosophy from Oxford. Born in South Stratford, Vermont, now a resident of the Open Highway. Delighted to make your acquaintance, Baron Sharp. And may we now go in and get out of this damnably miserable rain which seeks out the flaws of my poor old body.
In from the rain. Yes, of course, most welcome. My people will show you to some rooms where you can make yourselves comfortable.
The Baron turned away, then looked back at them.
And thanks for your help. The pity is that it was so little and so late.
For a moment, Ryan stood still in the heavy downpour, watching the tall, handsome figure stride toward the main entrance to the house.
Yeah, and fuck you too.
Christy bounced on the double bed in the third floor room that a silent servant had showed them. Outside the mullioned window, the rain pounded against the small panes of glass. There had been two flashes of lightning, but they had been half-hearted affairs compared to the earlier storm.
What do you think, lover?
The Ville, Sharp, our situation, or Emma?
Yes.
Well, workmanlike is the word that kept coming to me. Not grand and not poor. Good set, men. Defense isn't anywhere as good as they think it is. I could get in and take it with half a dozen good men. Oh, women. Well organized, though.
Sharp?
You feel anything about him?
Nothing. Tough. Harsh. His comment about our saving Josh Morgan came as a shock.
Yeah, me too. Met a shitload of barons in my time. Sharp's one of those that I wouldn't care to cross. My father used to have a saying that someone ran a tight ship. I guess he was thinking about a man like Sharp.
How about our own situation?
That's the odd thing about Sharp. We saved one of his men. Put a dozen of potential enemies across the Black Water. He says we're welcome and gives us good rooms. Invites us to stay a while and eat with him. But there's that bitter cold to him. Like his heart had been carved from a slab of Alaska ice.
Best we don't turn our backs on him.
Agreed.
How about little Emma? What do you make of her? Something just doesn't set right, does it?
Yeah. The time will come when I'm going to want to know where she's been all her life. And when she found out that she had the Doomy power. She still doesn't seem able to control it, like it's something new.
I worry she'll get herself killed with it.
And us?
Maybe us as well.
Jack's pretty smitten with her. Did you notice?
Does a pigeon shit on your head? Course I noticed. Good for the kid after all the bad times he's had. Jack's earned some happiness.
If he finds it with Emma.
You think she's bad news, Ryan?
I think she might be. That's all it is. It's no more than a feeling. Partly because there's far too many dark places hidden in her life.
Once again, the word workmanlike came to Ryan's mind when the food was served in a large dining room with a vaulted roof of oak beams. There was a sturdy beef stew with plain baked bread. No salt or pepper or herbs or spices seemed to be allowed to desecrate the table of Baron Sharp. A joint of roasted pork, carved thick, well done, with a dull gravy poured over boiled potatoes and sliced carrots served with watery cabbage. And a steamed pudding, heavy on suet, with a lumpy custard sauce. Thin beer was served from brimming glass jugs by a pair of elderly servants. And water. Christy chose to have the water and found it to be slightly brackish, with an underlying taste of copper. Doc dabbed at his mouth with a patched napkin.
I must compliment you on the underwhelming adequacy of your table, Baron Sharp.
What was that? I'm sorry, my thoughts were elsewhere on more important matters.
I remarked that you must surely have a descendant of the great Escoffier working in your kitchens.
Who? I don't think we have anyone of that name as kitchen servant, do we, Joaquin?
Don't think so, Baron.
Doc, don't push your luck.
But the old man was off and running, following his speeding train of thought, not too concerned to engage his brain before operating his mouth.
Are you, by any rare chance, familiar with the word logie, Baron?
You ask a lot too many bloody questions, Dr. Tanner. No, I'm not.
Then kindly allow me to say that this has been one of the most logie meals that I have ever encountered.
What's it mean?
I shan't tell you, my dear. Anyone who wants to know is at liberty to look it up. My lips are sealed, perhaps by the glue that passed for custard.
Ryan hadn't understood a lot of what Doc had been saying, but he could tell by the impish gleam in Doc's eyes that he was indulging his wit at the expense of the Baron, which was never a good thing to do.
I heard tell you collect animals, Baron.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, round and about. I think it was probably a hunter up in Greenhill.
Could be, yes. That would make sense. I collect very special animals, Carter.
Special?
I wasn't aware that you suffered from deafness, Dix. Perhaps I need to speak more loudly to allow for your disability. I said they were special.
In what way?
JB took off his glasses and polished them carefully on the cloth, refusing to allow the Baron to rile him.
I don't have the time or the energy to try to explain my collection. If you don't understand, then nothing I say would help. And if you do understand, then no explanation is needful.
Can we go and see it? See them? Please?
Sure. Why not?
When?
The Baron drained his tankard of beer and wiped his mouth on his sleeve.
Now?
He pushed his chair back and walked quickly from the hall. Joaquin was the only member of his staff allowed to eat with them. He rose to follow his master.
Come on. Baron doesn't care for late or slow.
I can believe that.
Ryan noticed that Jack seemed to be limping worse than he had earlier in the day.
Those stone splinters in your calf still giving you trouble?
Some. Messed it up a bit, going after the stickies. Hurt on the walk here.
You need Mildred to take a look at it later?
Jack shook his head, the stark white of his hair seeming to illuminate the dark hall through which they were passing.
Just wound knitting. Ryan?
What?
Why does the Baron keep looking at me and Christy?
I don't know, Jack. I noticed it as well.
Emma tugged at Ryan's sleeve, delaying him until they were last in the line.
Good lying.
What, about the Baron?
You think he's considering Christy and Jack for his collection, don't you?
She tried for a smile, and nearly got there.
There's no point in lying to me, is there, Ryan?
I guess not. Can you see Sharp doing anything?
No. No, I can't. At least, I... Not yet, I can't.
They came out a bolted door into a courtyard at the rear of the main building, having followed the Baron past the kitchens and a laundry room. Sharp set a fast pace, not doing anything to check that his guests were following successfully. Joaquin, the sergeant, acted as a link, trying to keep his master in sight ahead of him, glancing back to make sure Ryan and his seven companions weren't getting left too far behind. Through the next door was a formal knot garden, constructed from box and yew. Sharp seemed to be gathering speed, vanishing through an archway on the far side of the garden, before Ryan and his friends had reached the near side.
Nearly there.
Christie's bright crimson hair was curling tightly about her nape, where it had earlier been flowing freely over her shoulders. Ryan spotted this and moved closer.
Trouble?
Not a good feel, Ryan. Not exactly danger. I guess it must be the muty animals he's supposed to have in this collection of his. We'll soon know.
Jack and Emma brought up the rear. The black-clothed young woman was pale, and it looked to Ryan like the teenager was supporting her. But it didn't seem a good idea to draw Sharp's attention to her weakness. The Baron stood impatiently by a steel door with three heavy sec bolts on it.
You say you want to see my pets? Then you can't be bastard bothered to turn up on time? I think I'll cancel my invitation to you.
Christy stepped closer to him and smiled.
That would be a great disappointment, Baron. We hoped to pass this way before the accident to our wag. We had heard so much throughout Deathlands of Baron Sean Sharp and his unusual collection.
unusual, Miss Roth?
Yes.
Wrong.